gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeflyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the lovely Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. You can only find it on their website, SCOE10X.com. And take it from me, it will take out any odors from cat urine to skunk to even vomit. SCOE10X.com. Make sure you get yours today. Also, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft, a five-pack saucy terrine snack that you can find at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, and in pet stores. The great treat for your cats. And Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats teamed up with Talkin' Pets to give you 10% off when you order their dog supplement treats at goodpetsfoods.com. Put pets in the promo box. Also, join me with Colette Tours in Italy. 1-800-581-8942 is the number, and the booking number is 1382-009. This is Talkin' Pets.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the
I remember day. This song when I was just a little tyke. Have you heard this song before?
Yes,
of course.
I don't know. It's like it's hard
to
find.
It's a common
You look great in this lighting, by the way.
Am I glowing?
You are.
Maybe it's just what we, I don't know.
The whiskey?
We just
I don't know how anyone drinks that for pleasure. That's absolute torture. I don't know how anyone drinks that.
I think
goes,
it's supposed to be cold.
This is tasty.
I don't think it's supposed to be room temperature.
Usually you'll have the bourbon over ice if you're going to do it straight. And we did a shot of it.
At room temperature.
I did the bigger one and took it all the way down. You two were right.
I took it all the way down.
You did. But Jasmine babied her.
I had to do it in two. Yeah, no.
You got to be a bourbon drinker to appreciate bourbon.
I'm not.
So, you two, you're chewing on that gum like a cow over there.
Well, I'm trying to get the taste out of my mouth.
Yeah, I thought I was going to throw up. And then Jasmine's like,
Why do you think I said,
oh, please.
That's why I said with the SCOE 10X, you can get the odor of vomit out. I thought, we're going to have to use this bottle.
We don't want to have to do that. Guess what? If Lexi vomits, I'll vomit because I have a very weak stomach.
If Jasmine vomits,
I'm definitely vomiting because I.
I don't think I would.
Wait,
vomit.
You're a nurse.
I don't do vomit. I think it's so gross.
Yeah, you are a nurse.
Yeah, it's still disgusting.
You see worse things than vomit.
Yeah, vomit though. Yuck! I got to watch somebody do an EGD, which is where they take a scope and they go down your throat to like look at your stomach. Disgusting. Absolutely gross.
No.
Spit grosses me out.
What about your dog? Does your dog vomit?
It's not the same. It doesn't smell like bile.
No, it smells like dog vomit.
Yeah, dog vomit doesn't smell like human vomit. No. Human vomit is disgusting. It smells like straight
Have you
bile.
Ever smelled cat vomit?
Yeah, it's still not the same.
It's not good.
Mostly I also like feel like it's easier. It's easier. It was easier for me to clean. Like, it's easier for me to clean up after my dog and, like, your own kid.
No.
To me.
My daughter has, she used to get car sick when she was little, and she would throw up and just all over herself.
Oh, no.
And
well, that's
I
why
would
you
get
need-
to the house, and I'd have to get Danny, my husband, to get her out of the car seat, because I literally couldn't do it, because it was, I was,
oh, no. See,
I was, like, gagging. I'm like, this is so gross.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, it's like that reaction. Is like,
yeah, no, I have a weak stomach. My daughter, the entire time I raised this child, it's like God knew that I couldn't handle a kid that threw up all the time. She only threw up 3 times the entire time I raised her. Like, it was like,
I guess...
This light's working for you, girl.
Oh.
My, John, I don't think it's just the light.
My kids don't really throw up. Like, and Carson's old enough now to, like, know to, like, do that.
You
got to
clean
toilet.
It up yourself, yeah.
Yeah, he can do it himself. But Addie, she's neither one of them. Only when she was a baby.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
she gets
either way, whether it's human or dog or cat or whatever kind of vomit it is, Scoe Connect will take it out. Yeah. SCOE number 10X.com. You can only get it on their website. But give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you've got a training question or a behavior question about your pets. 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can also watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can go on your smartphone. Oh, sorry, a bourbon burp.
We're just going to start vomiting.
You can go on your smartphone and hit #250, and that will take you to us as well.
It's hot in here.
You can also listen at the website, talkinpets.com, or you can go on Alexa, CRN4, tune in. It's the bourbon that made you hot.
I know, but, like, can we... The air's
no... Put it on.
No air circulating.
818-818-6401.
There you go. Win-win.
So, anyway...
it's fine. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. So pick up the phone, give us a call, and we want to talk to you about your pets. I want to ask you, Jasmine, with the holidays being here and people cooking and baking and so on and so forth, it always seems, well, sometimes with cats, but always with the dogs, they're always in that kitchen with you. And I don't know if they're just waiting for that thing to drop.
Well, they're begging. Yeah. My dog, though, you know, obviously she's trained. If I'm in the kitchen, she knows there's no, like, separation, really. There's no doorway or anything like that. But if I'm in the kitchen, I'm over near the stove or the refrigerator or going into the pantry, she stays a distance away, and she sits very pretty and square, like, just in case I decide I'm going to give her something, you know, but she doesn't come into the kitchen.
I like that idea.
I taught her to give me space. So if I'm eating, somebody's like, she doesn't come up and try to beg you? No. In fact, if she's even looking at me and she's in the living room, sitting at a distance, watching while I'm eating, I don't want a dog staring at me while I'm eating. So if I turn around and say, I'm eating, she'll go, like, upstairs. She's like, oh, sorry. She knows I'm eating means get away from me.
So, well, what's your recommendation? I like the kitchen thing. The eating thing is one thing. You know, dogs can be beggars and cats can
be too. My thing is...
How did you teach the dog to sit outside of the kitchen?
I taught her to sit, stay, or down, stay on a place. So she had this platform bed. You could use a cot. This one was like a wooden hand-built one. But I used that, and I would put her in a down stay on it, and I'd go into the kitchen. I would touch something, go back, reward her. I used clicker training. And I started when she first came to my house as a puppy. She was 2 months old, so she now doesn't need a specific space, but she knows to stay a distance away. And when I'm done, if I'm done eating and I put my bowl or plate in the sink or in the dishwasher, she knows that I'm done. So then she'll come and look at me like, do you mind if I check the floor? So sometimes if I'm eating a snack and I've had some popcorn or something like that, and it's okay for her to eat a popcorn kernel, but she will not take it unless I give her permission. She'll, like, look at something and look at me like, can I have that? That's on the floor. So I'll tell her, okay, you can have it, or leave it, and then she gets away from it.
It's almost like teaching a two-year-old or a kid, you know, a young kid,
yeah,
to actually, like, no, don't touch that unless I say it's okay.
Oh, it's easier to teach a dog, trust me. Yeah. The two-year-olds don't listen as well.
So, again, dogs learn a lot through repetition. So
repetition.
When you run through it, that's what kind of, they grab onto it.
Yeah,
eventually.
And, you know, I've rewarded, you know, when you're doing reward-based training, she's gaining something. So she knows that if she listens, she's likely to be rewarded for it. So it's like, why are you looking at me?
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets.
No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi friends, John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated, and it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today, and that's SCOE number 10X.com. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The Human-Animal Bond Research Institute today announced a new grant to examine pet owners' experiences and needs during end-of-life pet care. This grant was awarded to the Companion Animal Euthanasia Training Academy and will be led by Principal Investigators Kathleen Connie, Senior Director of Medical Education at Chadha, and Lori Kogan, PhD, Professor of Clinical Science at the College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences, Colorado State University. As pets increasingly occupy central roles in families, navigating end-of-life decisions has become one of the most emotionally complex experiences for both pet owners and veterinary professionals. As veterinary medicine advances and pets live longer, more animals experience chronic conditions requiring extensive end-of-life care and can be emotionally and physically challenging for their owners. But improving how veterinary teams approach end-of-life conversations and support, we seek to reduce the emotional burden on pet owners while preserving the human-animal bond during difficult times. This mixed method research study will utilize an online survey of pet owners who have recently experienced end-of-life care with their pets to understand what support they need, how they make decisions about different death options, euthanasia, natural death, or hospice care, and when veterinarians discuss end-of-life goals. The study aims to identify gaps in current veterinary procedures and develop best practices for earlier, more compassionate communication between veterinarians and pet owners. Results from the study will be shared with veterinary communities to enhance end-of-life care standards and promote policies and strengthen the human-animal bond. Veterinarians are essential to preserving the human-animal bond, and HABRI is proud to support research that will offer important guidance to help them feel more prepared and confident in providing compassionate end-of-life care. Improving end-of-life conversations will not only support pet owners' emotional well-being, but it will also support better welfare outcomes for aging and terminally ill pets. Visit TalkingPets.com and join our social media family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Dreams, you're always near.
And give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call with your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. We want to talk to you. Of course, we're always open to your comments and your stories as well. So if you got one to tell, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams. On that story, my only thing is they have hospice for pets. That's weird. Just put your pet down. I know that sounds terrible, but if your pet needs to go on hospice, it's probably time for them to go, and you should not be. This sounds so terrible, but selfish. That's pain. The only thing that hospice does is pain management for humans.
Yeah.
And, like, to help them not have such a painful death. And so if your pet is at that point where they are going to die, please, they have the option to be put down. Just do that. Like, don't make them suffer. Like,
that's what I told myself I would never do is, like, you know, keep my pet. Yeah.
I never knew. I always heard the word hospice. I never went through it. I never dealt with it. But when my sister got cancer, she stayed in this life after the diagnosis for a year, and she ended up calling and going to hospice because she knew it was that time. And so all I know is that the day that she got there, my family kept calling me, trying to get a hold of me, because my sister wanted me there. Mm-hmm. So I immediately flew up there, and I stayed in hospice for 7 days as my sister, the cancer swept through her entire body, and you couldn't even touch my sister because it was in her bones. Mm-hmm. And if you touched her, they would break.
Yeah.
It was so fragile. And I remember, I never knew they don't feed you when you're in hospice. You get no food.
No water.
You get no IV. In the beginning, she did.
No, you did get IV because they give you IV morphine.
Well, there was. She did get morphine from time to time, but there was like no food.
No, you're not getting anything. No, you're not getting anything
when
you're in hospice.
She did get some water in the beginning.
A little bit, yeah, but you don't even want it, though. That's the thing with hospice.
Well, no, she wanted it because in the end, it was very little, and when I had asked one nurse if I can give her the sponge water, she bit down on it and didn't want to give it back. She wanted water. But it just, to me, like you're saying, euthanize the pet, I agree with you on that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
If it is their dire end, but humans want to hold on, they want to continue, or whatever rules, laws, regulations that we have with people, there are differences. And my sister made the decision to go into hospice because she knew it was time. But the thing is that, in my opinion, she suffered the 7 days because I didn't leave. I slept there in a chair next to her for 7 days, and it was so hard to watch her die. But in the end, for me, the one day I just looked at her, and when she struggled to fight me on getting that water, I said, Marianne, give up. Let go.
Yeah.
Just go. And she looked up towards the ceiling, and then she died.
Yeah.
And my brother had walked in, and he thought that that was it. She was gone. But then I was able to put my hand on her chest, and I still felt the heartbeat until that very last beat when there was not another beat. And she was gone for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, it was so hard because I grew up with my sister. There's five of us, five kids in my family, and my sister and I were always the closest because there was 2 years between all the siblings except me. There was 4 years between me and my sister, and it was very difficult, you know, going through all those memories of us growing up and Christmas time and getting presents, and it was just me and my sister because my brothers were always older.
Yeah.
And me having all the health problems that I have, I should have gone years ago, and we both agreed on that. And the thing is that she went first, which was very hard. It's hard to lose your parents, no matter how old you are, and it's hard to lose your sister or your sibling, no matter how old you are. And to watch them suffer in hospice, and that's what I considered it. Mm-hmm. They were very good to her. They treated her well. But the process of hospice is very cruel. Anyway, I know we got to go to a break. But, yeah. Love the ones that you're with in this life because you don't know how long you have.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean? And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
I'm Daisy Charlotte, here with the Talking Pets Rewind. One of our favorite games here on Talking Pets is...
Name This Animal. Jim, what was that animal sound?
I'm going to go with a bear.
I would say that you are correct.
Thank you very much.
Here's another one, and it's still out there. If you can identify this animal. It's a big animal.
It's like a bullfrog.
You think it's a what?
Bullfrog.
Oh, Jesse. You're wrong. Sorry, Jesse. Good try, but it is not a bullfrog. I said a big animal. A bullfrog's not big. And we're going to go out to Ralph in Lewisburg, West Virginia. And Ralph, you think you know what kind of animal that was?
A moose.
I would say that you are correct. Congratulations. It is a moose. Was it the hints, or do you know that sounded like a moose?
Yeah.
You know it sounds like one. Have you ever heard one? Like, are you a hunter or something?
Oh, no.
That's a man who knows his animal sounds right there.
Huh? Should we try a quickie?
Oh, John.
We are on camera. Okay, let's see real quick if somebody can get this. Oh, Jesse again. What do you think it is?
I think it's a bear.
You think it's a bear?
Yeah.
We did the bear thing.
The bear's done. I gave that away.
We only have like a minute and a half left, so I'll give you a second choice because we did the bear one. So what is it? What do you think it is?
A hog. Wild pig.
A pig? A hog?
Yeah.
Ah, Jesse. I gave you 2 shots. Incorrect. Sorry, Jesse. That is wrong. All right, so we're going to go out real quick. Oh, Jesse again. We love you, Jesse. But
love you, Jesse. Go ahead, dude.
Man, only because we got like 10 seconds left. Jesse, give that animal real quick. Jesse. Jesse. Where are you? What is it?
What?
Jesse.
I don't.
No, it's not an owl, Jesse.
Well, Jesse, that's all the time we have for this Talking Pets Rewind. Call again soon. I'm Daisy Charlotte.
We'll talk to you again.
Gorilla!
Yeah! Gorilla!
Elanco Animal Health Incorporated has received emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This marks the first FDA EUA for treating NWS in felines, with confirmed cases of NWS reportedly detected near the U.S.-Mexico border. The authorization provides veterinarians and pet owners with a treatment option for cats and kittens if the fly enters the U.S. The FDA's swift and thorough evaluation of the scientific evidence showing Credelio Cat's potential effectiveness against New World screwworms in cats is greatly appreciated, says Dr. Ellen, Executive Vice President of Innovation and Regulatory Affairs at Elanco. The EUA is reportedly based on research evaluating and efficacy of Credelio Cat against old screwworm in feline patients. The Credelio's efficacy against the new world screwworm in dogs. Let's see. Last month, Credelio received the first ever FDA EUA for treating NWS in dogs. New world screwworm's infestations begin when female flies lay eggs on open wounds, with larvae burrowing into living tissue, causing severe damage or death if untreated. The U.S. Animal Planet Health and Inspection Service recommends preventing infestations by protecting animals from wounds caused by flies, ticks, and other parasites. Given New World screwworm's aggressive and invasive nature, any minor wounds can serve as an entry point, said Dr. Casey Locklear, Elanco veterinarian and parasite side lead. Visit TalkinPets.com and join our social media family at Talkin' Pets Radio. Jasmine the dog trainer.
That is a man that is very excited about screwworms coming.
I can't believe you found a song about screwworms.
Yeah, I did. It was tough, as you could tell.
For everything.
Not everything I'm finding, but yeah, screwworms was a tough one, and that was it. And but that is worrisome, though. I mean, they actually lay eggs
so
in your skin.
It's kind of like bot flies, but it's I don't know what a screwworm is. I'm going to look it up. I'm probably going to be terrified. What do they look like? We don't have them here.
Well, in that time that you're looking it up.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can guess what this sound is and what animal makes it, you can win a prize. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. Those are cat treats. You can go with the dog treats from Good Pets Foods, Hip and Joint Plus, Multivitamin, as well as Probiotic. We'll send those out to you. SCOE 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. That can come to you as well, and that will take out any odors that you have. We have a dog book or a Pets, Pets, Pets book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. That will come out to you. We do have the Silly Beads by Kayla. We got a coffee dog keychain. We have a Starbucks tumbler chain, and we have the Kansas City ink pen for the Kansas City football. And we do have a calendar on frogs, and it's called The Little Frog's Guide to Self-Care. So you can go with any of those if you can guess what animal makes this sound.
I know what it is.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
You cheated.
I did. I totally looked at your screen.
Yeah. Oh. So I'll give you a hint. These animals have black skin under their white fur.
Oh, I know what it
to
is.
To better absorb heat in the sun. So what creature is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. So
that hint was a dead giveaway.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
The black skin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. It should be easy.
Yeah.
818-818-6401, if you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. And again, we're open to your training and your behavior questions as well. So, you know, we talked about the holidays a little bit, but Jasmine, what's your recommendation for, well, you don't deal with cats as much, but I know cats can be a problem with Christmas trees. Yeah. But what about with dogs? Because I've heard many horror stories of dogs peeing on the Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah. I had a situation. So for cats, there are scent deterrent sprays that you can use to keep them from the vicinity if you have a cat that wants to climb the tree and it's not necessarily safe.
They don't like citrus.
Yeah. So you can do like citronella essential. I would stick with natural things. There are some scent deterrent sprays for dogs and cats that are chemical, and they make me nervous because it says, like, don't allow them to eat it. Or, well, how do we know that they're not going to put their mouth on a puppy or a kitten? They put anything in their mouth because they explore the world with their mouths, right? So I always prefer to go with natural essential oils. So citronella, lemongrass, they don't like any of those scents. You can mix your own together and spray it around so that the smell around the tree is offensive to them, right? So, yeah, that works for dogs and cats.
I know some people put, like, little fences around,
yeah,
but the cat can jump over
it.
The dog will walk over it.
So can a dog, yeah. So I had the dog that I was fostering for 2 years. He's like a little Chihuahua rat terrier mix. I have this really cute tree skirt that is white because it's supposed to look like snow, and it's got this nice little gold design on it and stuff. So I put my tree up, decorated it, put the little skirt around the bottom. I go upstairs, come back down. There's a big yellow stain on it.
Like, just like the snow.
Yeah, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Don't eat the yellow snow.
So, thank goodness, like, it could be bleached because it's white, but I was like, and he's just, like, I come downstairs and he's just standing there, like, found a tree in the living room.
I thought I was outside.
I have a video idea that I want to do, and I might need your help because I'm not good with, like, the editing, and you're better. So I found a video, and it says, this is your sign to take your corgi looking at Christmas lights. And you have this cute little corgi that's dressed in, like, a little corgi.
Does she wear clothes?
Yeah, it's my dog does not.
Oh, okay.
I have put clothes on her, and she doesn't mind it too much, so I totally could. But this dog did have, like, a little, like, onesie on.
Okay.
And it's, like, sitting there all nice watching the stuff, and then, I said I need to clip it with mine because my dog hates the car, and it's going to be nuts.
Oh,
my God,
screaming.
It's so funny.
Okay.
So we're going to go out to Leba in Connecticut, and Leba thinks she knows what this creature is. What is it, Leba?
This is a polar bear.
Woo! Good job, Leba.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you want to go with something that we have?
I would like to pass it on.
You're going to pass it on?
That's very sweet of you.
Well, I want to pass it on to Brian in Virginia. So, Brian, if you call back, compliments of Leba, because I know he was on there. We got disconnected. So, Brian in Virginia, if you call back, you automatically get whatever you want. Make sure you haven't won it in the last 90 days. Compliments of Leba. So, how you doing, Leba?
I'm doing great, actually, yes.
Sounds good. Are you staying warm?
It's cold up here. It's in the 30s, I think, right now.
Yeah, you can have that.
I have a cat question.
Shoot.
Okay. My cat, he has diabetes, and also he has a heart problem. He's older. He's 13. And since we took him off dry food, he's been eating a lot, like always constantly tapping me for food. Should I have
Since you took him off of dry food, you said?
Yeah.
Well, older.
So they have to eat more wet food than dry food because it's got a lot of moisture in it, so he might not be getting enough.
Do you have fresh water for him too?
Yeah, he drinks a lot of water.
Be careful with that if he has heart problems.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a diabetes. But we've got to go out to a break.
Okay.
But also call back. Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy. featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details, so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Did somebody say just...
somebody just did. The Deagle Double G be feeling festive. Got Santa in his elves working round the clock. Holidays are here, so the chow don't stop. Got chow me, chow low. Oh, it's Christmas, so chow. Ho, ho, ho. You know I got my gold leaf burgers on the way. On a solid gold tray, on a solid gold sleigh. Ice skating to your dough when the snow falls.
What you got, snow?
Carbonara with them dough balls. Yes, please, feast at the crib, see? Catch burritos dropping down the chimney. Hear the jingle bells? It must be stuffed crust cheese.
Oh, cheese.
Trust me, I keep it popping like the hot jerk chicken that I got in my stocking. Happy holidays, it's a doggy dog Christmas. A lot of treats to complete on the wish list.
You know, I gotta tell you, I've never been like a big Snoop Dogg fan until The Voice.
Oh, he's so good.
Really
he's such
cool.
Such a kind guy. He does lots of organizations. Him and his wife have been together since high school, which I think is so
amazing.
Cute. And he's just so good. I love his. He has like the Elf on the Shelf. He has like a Snoop Dogg on the shelf.
Snoop well,
on
he
the
does a lot
a Snoop
of,
on the Stoop. Yeah,
he does a lot of things for kids. A lot of
he
kids
does a ton of stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, he
has a kids show.
And he does so much. Like he as he's gotten older too, he's kind of like
mellowed out. Well, he's always kind of mellow.
Yeah, kind of stepped away from music so much, and he's doing like more with
his
money.
He's a grandfather.
Money.
He's got you know.
Yeah, it's so
good. Well, I didn't really know much of him until The Voice, and then watching him on The Voice and everything. I
you didn't
grew a
listen
whole
to Gangsta
respect.
Rap?
His restaurant, that Cane's or whatever, the chicken restaurant.
Oh, that's his restaurant?
It's coming to Riverview, Brandon
I didn't
area.
Know that's his restaurant.
I think it's his, where he does stuff for him. Maybe he's just a spokesperson.
He does so much. He does so much.
Yeah.
He does have some type of food or something or some kind of restaurant that I've seen. I think a lot of it has like marijuana infused.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You think?
All I'm saying
I know
is,
he has his own line of that's in like dispensaries.
Yes, yeah. I know that too. Yeah.
So, on behalf of Snoop Dogg and Talking Pets, I want to give two bottles. We're going to give two bottles of SCOE 10X away. If you've gotten it before, don't call. But if you haven't gotten it, I want you to try it. It's an odor eliminator that will take out anything, like cat urine, dog urine, vomit, skunk. Yes, skunk. It will take it out.
So basically, you need it for your Christmas parties, just in case.
Yeah, that too. But I mean, the thing is that it doesn't, like, it's not a fragrance thing. It doesn't cover it up with something smelling nice. It eats the odor.
You know what I like to use? I like to use it for, as like a pre-treatment before I shampoo my carpet. So like if my dog got into some chocolate one time from my daughter's room, and she had explosive diarrhea that had blood in it, and it was disgusting. So,
I've had a cat that had explosive diarrhea.
It was so horrible. Smell was awful. But instead of just like using the carpet shampooer, like I, you know, got as much up as I could, and I pre-treated it, and then I used the carpet shampooer. But I let that do its job.
Yeah, it's basically a bacteria that eats the smell.
It's an enzyme. Yeah,
my aunt used to use it, or does use it, in her garbage disposal.
Yeah,
ooh, I didn't think about that.
I have done that.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. She'll spray it down there, and it works really well.
Oh, let me try that.
It takes away the odor down there, especially if you've got the.
it takes care of the odor.
You know, some people don't have a garbage disposal, but which
I can
is not
live
usually
without
an issue.
That.
Yeah, no.
I put everything down it except for celery.
Until you got
except
to
for
fix
celery.
It. Celery's horrible.
Someone told me you're not supposed to put food in the garbage disposal. I'm like,
well, too bad. I put everything down there, and I'll take a spoon and I'll shove it down there as it's going.
And I love putting lemon peel in there.
Yes,
because it's
just full on.
You
I cut the lemon
put coffee grounds in there. Don't put that.
Oh, really?
Okay, good
to
know.
It clogs up the drain. Yeah. So coffee will clog it up.
I dump a
coffee
grease down it,
coffee
too.
Drink.
I do that every morning, John.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to do grease either, and I dump that down there as well.
It'll clog it. So same thing with celery. I mean, celery
will destroy it.
Yes.
It's
horrible.
Yes. It strings up. John did it the one time.
I did.
Years ago. And
it was a catastrophe.
Yeah, it strung up like the whole thing and like caught the thing. It broke the garbage disposal. Then he's trying to plunge it, and he plunged the sink right out of the mold.
And the sink fell in. So yeah, I didn't.
Oh my god! So he said, so don't ever plunge your sink either.
Yeah, if you have an under sink, don't ever plunge it.
Don't plunge it, and don't use it. Put celery down the garbage disposal. I tell everybody that
garbage disposals are for light things. They're not for like everything that you want to put down there, like dog food or cat food,
little residue, like to rinse a plate off before you. Yeah,
yeah. It's good for that because it'll pass it through, but. So
I had no idea.
I put full-blown leftover Tupperware food down there before. Besides, like, chicken or anything like
that. I didn't know you're not supposed to put coffee grounds in
it. So call 818-818-6401, and you're going to get a bottle of SCOE 10X, and I want you to try it. And if you would call back and let me know what you think of it, please do. 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll take your address and all, and we'll ship it out to you. If you've won it before, let somebody else call, because I really want you to try it. 818-818-6401. So we were talking about the tree and everything like that, and you were talking about how to deterrent dogs and cats away from there. But I find, too, I haven't seen it this year so far. I have a skinny I call it a skinny tree, Christmas tree up. But I haven't seen the cats go after the bulbs. But in the beginning, they did. Any advice on how to keep your cats or your dogs away from? Because if they break it, and especially a dog will eat anything, and if it all of a sudden eats that bulb or that ornament on the tree,
I don't recommend having glass ornaments with dogs or cats that might.
I don't recommend them at all.
No, they're so thin. We don't need to do that anymore. That was like, you know, before plastic. Okay, yeah, it's cute, but it's such thin.
They break
glass.
So easy. Yeah, and they're so sharp.
Yeah,
well,
that's the thing with those glass ornaments like that. They
they're
do
thin,
break easy
because they're thin.
And if the dog swallows that's going to rupture their intestines.
Yeah,
or their esophagus.
Yeah, so you're going to have problems there. Lots of problems.
It's not even
cut
worth
their
it.
Tongue off. Yeah, it's not. We got a couple because I collect ornaments from people. People are like, oh, I'm getting rid of ornaments, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take them. So I have tons of old ornaments, and I got a whole bunch of glass ones, and
I wish I would have known that when I had a whole collection of these whatever collectible butterfly ornaments, and they were ceramic, porcelain, whatever.
Anybody, I'm pretty much a charity case. If you're getting rid of anything, I take it whether I want it or not, because I know that I will donate it if it's not. Like, so I donate so much stuff.
Well, we're donating right now, and so far, Professor John has called in. He's going to get a bottle of the SCOE 10X to try. And Brian did call back. Leba, when you paid it forward, Brian called back in Virginia, and he is getting the dog treats set out
Yay.
To him. We do have one more bottle of SCOE 10X, so if you want to call, Merry Christmas from us. We want you to try it and hopefully give us a buzz back and let us know what you think. It's a great product. Highly recommend it. But don't forget, you know, not real big on pets for the holidays unless mom and dad, you're willing to take care of that pet for the rest of its life.
That's your pet. It's not your kid's pet.
Right. Your kids will enjoy it and maybe have a good time with it, but you want to make sure that you actually
take
care of that
pet. You're prepared to take care of it for the rest of its life.
So,
it's like having another child.
Exactly.
Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you are going to get a pet, please go to your local shelter and rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Thanks for joining us here. And we'll talk to you again very soon. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
There you go. Bye for now. Both naughty and nice. Whatever the venue, hit up the menu. Somebody say,
just eat. The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.